Democrats battle in Brooklyn.
Excuse me.
I have
Wolf,
said the
Secretary,
exact same
Senator.
Thing.
Should women in Zika states not get pregnant?
This is a very politically and ethically charged question.
Japan earthquake.
Thousands are in need of shelter.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. Democratic presidential candidates Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders fought it out on the debate stage in Brooklyn last night. CBS's Nancy Cordes says it was a CNN showdown just days before the all-important New York primary.
Let's talk about judgment.
Just across the river from Wall Street, Sanders and Clinton had it out over her Wall Street donations.
Do we really feel confident about a candidate saying that she's going to bring change in America when she is so dependent on big money interests? I don't think so.
I stood up against the behaviors of the banks when I was a senator. I called them out.
Secretary Clinton called them out. Oh, my goodness. They must have been really crushed by this.
Clinton was pressed on President Bill Clinton's 1994 crime bill, which critics say hurt the black community.
I supported the crime bill. My husband has apologized. He was the president.
Sanders explained why he recently criticized Clinton's use of the term super predators back in 1996.
Because it was a racist term and everybody knew it was a racist term.
Clinton said Sanders was wrong when he backed a bill to grant gun makers immunity in court.
We hear a lot from Senator Sanders about the greed and recklessness of Wall Street, and I agree. We've got to hold Wall Street accountable.
Thank you.
Well, what about the greed and recklessness
Senator.
Of the gun manufacturers and dealers in America?
This was the first Democratic debate that approached the typical decibel level of this year's GOP debates.
Well, CBS's Major Garrett tells us the three Republicans in the race were all dressed up and on the other side of the East River.
What a crowd.
I think I've eaten my way across the entire state of New York.
God bless the great state of New York.
All three White House hopefuls paraded before a lush Manhattan Republican gala, a comfortable crowd for homegrown Donald Trump.
Who the hell wants to talk about politics all the time, right?
With Ted Cruz waiting in the wings, Trump abandoned his usual off-the-cuff speaking style.
I wrote a few things down.
To revive the fight over so-called New York values.
You say, what are New York values? Number one, honesty and straight talking. The firefighters and first responders who ran up those stairs, those are New York values.
Some former contestants on Trump's TV show, The Apprentice, plan to speak up today.
I guess you could say that when it comes to our vote, he is fired.
Randall Pinkett appeared on the show 7 years ago.
We've seen reflections of sexism, xenophobia, racism, violence, and hate.
Trump calls the ex-contestants six failing wannabes. With concern growing about the Zika virus, health experts are debating whether women in states where the risk could be greatest should be advised not to get pregnant. Zika is linked to birth defects. CBS's Dr. Holly Phillips.
Making such a recommendation that women avoid pregnancy would be entirely unprecedented in the United States. Mm-hmm. Never before have our federal officials told women in particular regions of the United States not to become pregnant. Tom Frieden, the director of the CDC, has said this is going to be a very long conversation.
Now overseas.
오늘 새벽.
South Korea's defense ministry says a North Korean test of a mid-range missile was a failure. The Pentagon believes the missile on a mobile launcher was designed to have a range to reach Guam and Alaska's Aleutian Islands. In southern Japan, powerful aftershocks have rattled nerves after the 6.5 earthquake that killed 9 people and left hundreds injured. CBS's Lucy Kraft is in Tokyo.
It's unsafe to be in a lot of buildings. There's been extensive structural damage. Even houses that didn't pancake into their foundations. The foundations have been shaken up, roofs have been shaken loose, tiles are falling off. So a lot of people are terrified to live in their homes.
A California panel has recommended parole for Manson family member Leslie Van Houten. She's now 66 and said to be a model prisoner more than 4 decades after she participated in the gruesome LaBianca murders. Her attorney, Rich Pfeiffer, is optimistic Governor Jerry Brown will not overturn that decision.
I believe that the governor might just let this go. I think if the public knew what Leslie's done for the last 46 years, the opposition wouldn't be there. I don't think the pressure would be there for the governor to reverse. Right now, I think it is there.
CBS's Barry Bagnano tells us no parole is at the heart of an Alabama case that's before the U.S. Supreme Court.
On October 3, 2014, Lee Carroll Brooker was sentenced to life without parole for possessing less than 3 pounds of marijuana that the Army veteran grew to treat pain from multiple serious illnesses, his lawyers say. The sentence was required under an Alabama law that linked this crime to Brooker's past robbery convictions in Florida. The trial judge didn't want to order it. The state's Chief Justice, Roy Moore, complained such a punishment for a nonviolent drug crime exposes grave flaws in the sentencing system. Brooker, 77 years old this year, has one last chance as the Supreme Court today considers whether to accept his challenge. The state argues the sentence is not unconstitutional, cruel, and unusual punishment. Barry Bagnetto, CBS News, Washington.
Tennessee Governor Bill Haslam has vetoed a bill that would have made the Bible the state's official book. Haslam, a Republican, says the measure trivializes the Bible. The bill's sponsor plans an override vote. Major League Baseball commemorates Jackie Robinson's breaking of the game's color barrier 69 years ago today. CBS's Peter King looks at current efforts at diversity.
What does it take to work in baseball?
You really have to have a passion for this industry.
But for most, it's been a matter of who you know. And that's part of what keeps many women and people of color from reaching the highest front office and odd field positions. Tyrone Brooks heads MLB's new diversity pipeline program, which he hopes will start a talent pool from within and from outside the game.
We're really trying to get out to the academic programs at the collegiate level, talk to the athletic programs, talk to baseball players that are currently playing now.
Brooks hopes to get them in the door and on the radar for team presidents and general managers. Peter King, CBS News.
The NBA meets with team owners today over concerns about staging the league's All-Star game next year in Charlotte. Some have called for it to be moved because of North Carolina's law that limits legal protections for LGBT residents. The House is set to vote today on a measure preventing the FCC from regulating internet prices. Here's CBS's Stephen Portnoy.
Defying a veto threat, Texas Republican Michael Burgess says internet service providers should be shielded from a cost-controlling FCC.
It sees an unregulated space, the internet, and it just can't allow it to go on without government control.
The current FCC chairman says he has no intention of regulating internet prices, but Republicans worry a future commission will have a different view. Democrats say the bill undermines the FCC's controversial net neutrality rules. They block the limiting of some data streams at the expense of others, and they're the subject of a contentious court fight. Stephen Portnoy, CBS News, Capitol Hill.
Today, President Obama will back an FCC proposal that would loosen rules on cable TV boxes, allowing customers to buy them from a host of providers. That's the World News Roundup, produced by Paul Ferry. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.